This week's parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, so I'm giving a... But you said this dikka darher in the parsha, before I want to go in to speak about Shavuos a bit. There's the concept in this week's parsha of the minyan. And the Torah makes a very big esek out of the minyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a very big esek out of the minyan. And the Esek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the Torah as to be recorded L'Doyre Doris. Obviously, there's a very, very, very strong Yesod that we're supposed to take out of the concept of the Minyan. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, we say it every morning, particularly the Zimra, Moine mispo lakechovim l'chulam shemois yikro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the exact number of each one of the kirchov, of the kirchov, and that means every single kirchov. There's billions and billions of kirchovim out there. They're all accounted. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu created each and every one individually, and they each have a name. Now that's kirchovim, that's the doime, which was created for the human being. He was kodim in the Bria. The whole Bria Bishvil was nivra for the Adam, and ultimately for the tachlis of Bishvil Atarish and Nikurashis, Bishvil Yisrael and Nikurashis. And even that, there's not part of the Bria that was just evolutionized and just happened. Everything, every one of those Kirchovim, it's an example on the vast, massive Bria that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, but there's nothing that was by mistake and nothing that wasn't stam, and every single koichav was accounted for and has a unique name. Kal v'chomer b'minoy shel kal v'chomer. Ha'isha Yisraeli. In this world, first of all, Adam was never yechidi. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin why. In order that a person should internalize the most fundamental message, Chayv Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. What does that mean? Adam was Nivra as a Yochid. As a Yochid. And there's the Gemara, the Mishnah has a few things that we take out of that, lessons to internalize. But one of the most fundamental lessons state in the Mishnah is that Chayv Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. What does that mean? Kipshutoi mamish. A person has to appreciate who he is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and his relationship that he can have with his Creator, and what's expected from him in this world. None of us is any less miyuchas, so to speak, or less important than Adam HaRishon. To be exact and precise, we're much more miyuchas. What do I mean by miyuchas? Did Adam have any right of existence mitzad atzmai? Adam Rishon, at best, he was the greatest one who could have said with full, total, humble humility and say, "Acha lo nitzati eini chedai." What does that mean? I had no zchus and reason to be created. Adam Rishon, the first Nivra. Those of us later, we're ready. We had Zaydis, we had Avram, we had Yitzchok, we had Yankiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Havas Ovis. Maybe we have something, because of our zchus Ovis, we have Epsazach. But even then, as a Yochid, we always say, Yachlin Nesarat Eini Kedai. But Adam Rishon had no zchus and had no, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him everything. Bechein, bechesed, rachmim, with the whole bria Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, created for him. Chayv Adam lo yomar b'shvil nivra olam. Sometimes a yochid doesn't appreciate. And naturally, we won't unless we try to internalize the idea. There's a whole world. There's all bria. There's all the happenings of the world. There's Knesset Yisrael, and there's all the happenings that are happening to Knesset Yisrael. Where am I in the picture? b'shvili nivra olam. Every single yochid has to know he was created for a purpose and a tachlis. And a very great tachlis. And the whole Bria was created at his disposal. Now, there's other people also created. But that should not distract the person to think that he himself was not fully deserving of the creation on its own. The Bria mitzad atzma, Yekod Shboruch's relationship with each and every one of us, he created each and every one of us as an individual, with a tafkid, and a very great tafkid, Kishboru. I'm using the word kivyochel, but it's not really kivyochel. Kivyochel would have created the whole world only for him. Only for each and every one of us. What is the, why am I saying the word kivyochel? It's not really kivyochel. Because the Yetzirah with the Bilbul Das, which he loves to create in each and every one of us, will always say, well, maybe it was because of your neighbor. Maybe it was for the sake of the other guy. And the sheker of that is that that's exactly what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. Adam Rishon was created yechidi. Each and every one of us is created as a yochid. Dahainu, we were created in each mitzad, Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to create in each and every one of us. We have our own tafkid and our own purpose. And the fact that there's other nivroim doesn't take away from our uniqueness. L'chulam Shem is Yikran. That's the yisod of the concept of a minyan. A minyan isn't, well, ultimately, you're part of. It goes fakert. There's the every single yochid is accounted for. Everyone has his unique name. In the doime, and every single yid with his unique neshama chelik elukam imal has his own miyuchadik tafkid and responsibility and accountability that he has to appreciate who he is and what he is. It's a tremendous tafkid. And with tremendous tools. When a person looks around and he sees the beautiful, massive world around him, he has to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness of being a Kol Yochol, and never to feel limited. Never to feel limited in his she'ifas, in his hasogas, of what he wants to achieve in Gilui Kvayud Hashem Yisbarach in this world, what he wants to achieve in his own spiritual journeys. Not to feel limited by circumstances. Appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu's being Hashem Elokim Einel Mevad, being the Almighty. Yeah. And He's behind each and every one of us as an individual to take care and to support, to direct, to give us all of our tools and needs that we'll need to achieve success in that journey. That's the yisod of the concept of a minyan of this week's parsha. Tremendous chavivus. Each and every Jew has to know it and internalize it. We're preparing for Kabbalah Satora. Today's Erev Shchedish Sivan. Shchedish Sivan. And each one of the days from Rosh Chodesh on has a unique aspect of Hachana. Bayom Hazeh Ubo Midbar Sinai, beginning from Rosh Chodesh, and it's recorded L'doros, we have the same unique inyanim. And these days, that's why we don't say Tachnun. The day that we were told that Tamtiyulim Amnachas Kenu Yoy Kodesh, it wasn't just what we were told then. We have it today as well. Shlosh Yisimei Hakbola. In Parshas Pinchos, by the Karbonis HaMusofim, there's a difference between Shavuos and all the other Yomim Tovim. Rabbi Nochanano, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, and the Beis brings the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosi Yoyme, B'chol HaKarbonis K'sivi, Kravtem, B'chan K'sivah Asisem. And that's Rosh Hashanah and Shulik. Mikishvachim Shas Rosh Hashanah Thank You. That's Mishnah Mem Kliuchim Listening Bar Chadash. Chola Karbonis. The soyer akoyev b'chol ha-muad moyadim, and the soyer chatos in all of the moyadim, k'siv chatos, u'batzez k'siv sir izim echod. The only one that doesn't say chatos, sir izim echod. Not chatos l'chapra, sir izim echod l'chapra alichem, v'lo k'siv chatos. Omer l'makodesh boruch hu, k'evon sh'kibaltem aleichem ol'teiro, mani aleichem k'ilu l'chatosim yemeichem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a korban, the musif, which has a soyer with an asochim. Of course, it's a korban chatas, it's a dini korban chatas. But it's not the posuk that is coming as a chatas. Why not? Mali ani aleichem kilu lechotosim yimeichem, and you don't need a kapara. The Kabbalas HaTorah that were Mekabel and Shavuos is a Mechaper Kilu Lechotosim Miyameichem. Now, this Yerushalmi is brought in all this forum as to point to a very fundamental idea. What generation are we talking about? Are we speaking about us today in year Hayalof in Tavshin Pei Vov that Kibaltim Aleichem Torah Ki Lechotosim Yemeichem, or it's referring to the Zman on the year of Kabbalah Satorah, the Klaus or Makabal the Torah when they said Nasev and Ishma, like 3,300 years ago. It's Muchrach Mnei Ubei that's referring to our times. When was this this pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas? Korbanos Musafim, they were not nitztave on the first Shavuos. They're only nitztave much later. The pasuk Be'erchach is saying that there's a unique nekuda in Shavuos, and that's forever. That Shavuos is the yom kevan shekibaltim aleichem Torah ki luchatosim yameichem. The madrega that we can reach on Kabbalah Satorah, on Shavuos of Kabbalah Satorah, brings about a kapara. There's a mechaper every single year when we take zocher to be mekabel the Torah. There's a concept of being mekabel the Torah anew every single year. That's what the Yerushalmi is saying. It's mucharach minei ubei. The rokeach gedolei rishonim. When he's explaining the Gemara, that is 3 days when it's also to fast, no matter what Meikar Adin. One of them is Shavuos, to be known Lochem. Says the Rokeach, the reason is, why is it so important to have the Lochem on Shavuos? So the Poshta Pshat is, Rashi brings, Lahar Ois, to show that he's Sos V'Someach, that a person is Someach B'Simcha, with a big Simcha, that we were Zoicha to be Mekabel the Torah. Zog the Rokeach, Lefi Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mechaper Boi Avoneiseyim Shal Yisrael. Since on Shavuos we have a Kapora, the Kaporas Avon is of Klal Yisrael, Kamo Shomer B'Yushalmi, and he brings the Yushalmi. Kevan Shekibalt Aleichem Torah Ki Lechotosim Yemeichem. Vos meintos, let's just touch the Rokeach Kipshuto, when we do actions of Maise, of Gilui Simcha, on Shavuos, Achila Vishtia, V'chadoyme, that we're bevising, we're showing that we're Sos V'Someach, in what? Not just in Kabbalah Satorah, like Rashi's. Rokeach takes it a step further. In the Kaporas Avoinis, in the Hiskarvis that was Zuchet to be Hiskarv to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we have a Kapor. State in the Rokeach that there's a yearly, continuous Kapor. That's why he's Poshut learning Yerushalmi, and it's Muchach Menei Ben Yerushalmi, just saying the Rokeach says, and that's what we have our Suda for. We have our Suda for a Gilui Simcha on the Kaporas Avoinis of Shavuos. What is the kaparas avoinis? Kevel shkibalt malechem Torah. There's a concept of kabbalah satorah that we have to be mekabel anew every single year. That's the Ramo on Hilchas Yom Tov, was in Shin Sadekei, maybe it is. Says Ramo, person's not makis dam on Erev Yom Tov. Ato Erev Shavuos, because an Erev Shavuos is the Malach HaMekatrig. Malach HaMekatrig against Klal Yisrael. Whether it be Mekabel Torah, won't be Mekabel Torah, he's empowered, and therefore Sot Mekatrig, which has a Sakona, Malach HaMekatrig has more of a Koyach, which has a Sakona, person has to be careful not to put himself in Sakona, not to do an operation on Erev Shavuos. Not to go through HaKozaz Dam. Anything that has its Sat Sakona. There's more of a kitchruk within Mekabel Torah. What do we see? Weiter. There's a zman of his oirus that it's up to us to be Mekabel Torah. And chas v'shon, there could be a midas hadin against us if we don't prepare ourselves properly. Api Kabbalah, the Sifri Kabbalah bring. I mean, it's Dvorim Pshutim. Klal Yisrael has minik from Zman HaGoyinim, the Yimei HaSfira, not Noisei Noshim, we're not Mistaper, and Zman HaGoyinim. Very strong minik. With its different chilukim, 33 days, from when, from how, with its halachic definitions. The Gemara tells us that Zman Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died. In the Goinim, it's not brought that it's because of the Avelus of Pater Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Rishonim discuss it. And there's an aspect of Avelus, but it doesn't begin from Avelus. Alpidim Kubolim, it's the same shirish of the reason for the Avelus is the same shirish for the reason why we're makbid and careful, and we're not mistaper, we're noisim noshim during these days. There's a midas hadin that's matuach on a certain level in Klal Yisrael during these days of Sfira. And that's the meaning from Zman HaGoyinim, not to be mistaper, and not to be noisim noshim, because of the seriousness of the tkufa, the Yimei HaAchonah for Sfira. Nochmer, that gufa was taka, the kitchuk on the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that they were nifter boys and ayomim, because they weren't up to their hanhoga, wasn't the hanhoga that was roi, for loim de Torah, and in this man of the Midas Adin Motuach, Midas Adin was pegeya in them. The gather of our avelus is to appreciate that if Midas Adin was pegeya in Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, we have to be misabel and we have to internalize, we have to pull ourselves together to make sure that our hanhoge is a hanhoge ru'uya of loim de Torah, of people who have to prepare themselves for Kabbalah Satorah properly. The meaning of Ashkenaz is to say over Rachmim, even Shabbos Mevorachim during Sfira. The old meaning was that the over Rachmim was only said b'yimei Sfira, being that the Zman of Sfira Soimer. Because in the times of Rishonim and the Aven Yisrael Nebuch, in the times of the later generations, by now also, the Tkufa of Sfira Soimer is a very, very, it was historically a very dangerous Tkufa for Klal Yisrael. Certain I was a bocher, I was a yid in Bnei Brak. He sat in a bis medrash. Oh, Ingerish a yid. During the days of Sfira, he stayed in bis medrash the whole night. Had a chavrusu, a good friend, still keep up, Yossel Weinman. So he was once schmizing with him, and obviously, you know, to try the nash from the European Yidden. He says, "Dit kufa, I can't go to sleep. It all comes back to me and I have to be in this medrash. He's an Engerisha. He says, all our mishpachos, Hungarian Jewry was wiped out during Sfira Soimer in 1945. In a very short kufa. He says, stay in this medrash. The Zman of the Sfira. Now, what's the Nukud? Why is there a Midas Adin? Lomit Shachtim Fakert. Midas Toiv Meruba. If the Yesod is, Harei, we're counting, today's day 43 in our count. We're counting towards Kabbalah Sater. The mitzvah satir itself shows us that we have to prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves for Kabbalah satir. Arachaim HaKodesh. Just like a kallah needs a minyan to be mitayer for her chasana, so to we, Klal Yisrael, we have to count to be mitayer ourselves. To come to Kabbalah Satora. Kabbalah Satora, Shvu is its relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atem t'yulim amlechas kanim v'goy kodosh. And the Midah Toiv Meruba, just the Psukim and Parshas Yisroi are full with so much ahava, gilu yichibo, k'chosin ayyotzer likras kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inviting us, encouraging us, sending Moshe Rabbeinu, Leicha Mordeim LeYisrael, Atem Tili Sigula Mikol Amim, Kidicha LaOretz, Atem Shamaya Tishmu Bekoili, etc. The parsha itself is speaking with a tremendous gilui of chiba, tremendous giluyim of chiba. There's a tremendous potential, and all the Chassidish's form are full of the potential of the Yomim of Sfiras HaOmer. That is Koveya, the person's Hemshech, the whole year, a person's able to set himself on a higher Madrega. What's the idea? Idea is very poshut. As we see from Chazal, that which existed back then wasn't just back then. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah in Shavuos. There's that Gilui Meichodesh in every single year. That every single year we're Mekabel the Torah again. What does that mean we're Mekabel the Torah again? We have to reach Madrega and just with the Madrega of last year and the Madrega of this year. Every single year a Jew goes to Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is Zman Kabbalah Torah, Seinu HaKadosh, Zman Kabbalah Torah, which we have to be Mekabel on ourselves, a new Madrega. We have to appreciate. And our Madrega of today, we have to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us with the fact that we're Bnei Yisrael and we're Mitzvah Vayis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah. And we can reach it a very high Madrega. It's Mekubal from the Gro. Mekubal from Talmidim of the Mizrit Shemagi. Parashas Nosoi, besides being the longest parasha, the parasha right after Shavuos, the biggest parasha, is the parasha that has the most medrash, the parasha that has the most zoyar. Not just because it's longer. Situsach, most of the zoyar is on Parashas Nosoi. Just medrash. Shavuos is a zman of gilui of Ora Torah. Does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He gives us the Torah and He gives us Chosin Yoyetz Lukras Kala, it comes together with the Gevaldike Siyat Dishmai, Gevaldike Ha'oras Ponim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Mitzvah Sfira Sa'imer. Ramban calls it like Cholamoyed. It's a Zman of Hachone to be making ourselves for this tremendous Ha'ora. This tremendous matana that we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ha'ara we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews itself every single year and it's on a different madrega. The madrega of that we got last Shavuos, Hopefully this shavuos will be on a much higher level and a different level. Hopefully we're holding on a different madrig. And there's a subtle point I want to share with you, which is to be mizbein and heitev. We find Bizman Kabbalah is the third, the Gemara and Shabbos is Marach, the Psukim themselves speak this out in Parshas Yisroi. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, I would even use Loshen, was Mefatek Klal Yisroi with the Ksuva and Moyar and promising us and convincing us about the sweetness and the goodness of the Torah, so to speak. And also sharing with us not to be afraid. Just take the first Amir that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, "Koisoy mar lebeis Yaakov, v'sagid lebnei Yisrael." Koisoy mar lebeis Yaakov ve'lo anoshim seit namir uraka, v'sagid lebnei Yisrael. Dvar makoshim kigidim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the shatchan. The chosin sends the shatchan to the kala. And what does he tell? What's the message? Va'ato im shemoya tishmu b'koili. V'isim nizgulum kolamim kilicha ola oretz. Before I go on the next pasuk, Vashtik and Chazal in this pasuk, Va'atoim Shemoy At Tishmu. Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, Amir Raka, Amir Kosha, speak each one to his language. Im Shemoy At Tishmu. Shekol Ascholis Koshois. Mikan Ve'ilach Ye'erov Lochem. Vashtik and pasuk, Shemoy At Tishmu. You have to take the first step. The next step will come easy. It will flow. Zok techosin to the kali, you're afraid of marriage. Don't worry. That pachad is only until you get into it. You get into it, shamoya tishmu. It will flow. It's going to go easy. Nochmer. Ya'orav lochem. Divesobna gishmak. It's going to be good and it's going to be sweet for you. You're going to want it. People naturally tend to be afraid of a higher madrega, of becoming too spiritual. There's the comfort zone that they're used to. And it's true, back to our Zaydis when they left Mitzrayim, they were part of a pagan nation of David Azorah. Low lives. And Loshan Arambam, V'terosan Arayas Hoyo, on Mitzrayim. It's a whole disgusting, low-life way of living. But that's what the culture that we were surrounded by. Our Zaydis and Mitzrayim were surrounded by that culture. We were separate, unique, all very nice and fine. Oh, but we were influenced. And Avad, Klal Yisrael, so very quickly, we went from one Madrega to Chesed Shebegvur, Chesed Netzach Hoyd, for the 49, we went boom, 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 from Mentashari Tuma to Ras Rashim Chalayam, Mashler Cheskel Ben Buzi, to Ta'atar Esel Adas, Kashem Rekim, all the Sheva Rekim being opened up more than any Noviet Madrega. It's very scary. What do I mean? It's a subtle Nakuda. And people today also, we all have that. There's a certain comfort zone. We're happy with what we're used to. What's the strongest chazoke? Hilchas chazoke. Chazoke kamais, chazoke de meikara. Naturally, a person is, sees them good. Sees them good. Of course, I want to be spiritual, but not yoisu midai. Vos hostu moira yoisu midai. What are you afraid of, Yosef? I don't be afraid of Yosef. You have to be afraid of making a mistake, that you're not truly doing the Rotzen Hashem. You're not truly going, Madregach, you're not maybe truly going into spirituality. But the real Dveikus in Hashem, don't be afraid. Shamoya Tishmu, I'm with you. It's good. Oh, but back in Matan Torah, we just look at the Psukim, there was a pitu, because Kodesh Baruch had to send the Shadchan, convincing us, don't be scared. That pachad exists today as well. Many times a person, even if he steigs in his ruches, but he's afraid, more? I'm not, this is, I'm good. I'm doing okay. What do I need? You know, and Sometimes you hear that from parents also. Like, don't tell me specific different types, different groups. Some groups, parents, certain cultures. Don't tell me my son's a Mitsuya. Americans don't mind his son being a hero, being a Mitsuya. But other cultures, I mean, no. I prefer my son to be a Benini, to be a normal, to be part of the crowd, not to be anything extraordinary, unique, like as if there's some pachad of him being too great, too much of a Mitsuyan, too good. And deep down, there is that Nisoyan that humanity has in not to be willing to take that plunge, so to speak, and accept all Torah properly. The next Madrig. And that's the Tifa Nekuda that we have to every year go through again Kabbalah Satoru. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tools, the unique tools mechadosh. And it's lefoneo and laachareo. It's before Shavuos and after Shavuos. Shavuos is this man to be mekabel the Torah properly. It's this man of Kabbalah Satoru. And of course, beforehand, we're given tremendous tools that we're able to prepare ourselves. We're given tools for hachona, just like Ba'is and Ayomim. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael back then, and Yom Yuchas Vatim Tuli Mamleches Kanim V'Goy Kodosh. We celebrate that day today because that message is supposed to ring in our ears today on Yom Yuchas. By Yom Hazabo Midbar Sinai Aleph Nisan is supposed to ring in our ears. The Madrega the Klal Yisrael was Zoicha on that day. Ishachot Belevechot Kishachot Belevechot Vayichan Yisrael Shem Neged Ahar. Comes Gimel Dalet. Hey. Shloish is meag bola. When Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to be mitayr, mikadosh ourselves, of course it comes with a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. And we have to know that together with the Kabbalah, the Torah and Shavuos, comes a tremendous roimimus. We change, we're uplifted. Where do we find that? And let's just appreciate. We had it back then, and we can achieve it again today. B'sho'o sheikdimu Yisrael nasev nishma sog d'gmor and Shabbos peiches Kadosh Baruch Hu sent kol echod ve'echod mi Yisrael two malachi asheres. They adorned him with two crowns. Echod keneged nase and echod keneged nishma. What's the concept of a crown? The concept of a crown. Yosheber is a beautiful yahrzeit shir on Birkas HaTorah, and he's Maruch over there to explain what's the concept of Keser Torah and Keser Bechlal. Keser of Klal Yisrael by Nasev Nishma, Keser Malchus, Keser Kohuna. The concept of a Keser means that the person is uplifted and he's changed and he's dignified as being a different person. His Miyuchah now is the Melech. Kedushas Koyen, he's Nefachtali Ish Acher. A Melech is an exalted person. Liber leva om. That's the concept of someone wearing a keser. Torah changes a person, uplifts a person, refines a person. You take a group of lemdei Torah, they're refined people, uplifted people, different madrega. That means they're wearing a keser. They're wearing a keser. They're a different zach. They're something totally different. And we said Nasav Nishma. We were accepted upon ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Malachi Asharis to give us Ksorim. That means we were uplifted, we were changed, we were a different being. There's the change of Klal Yisrael in the Nase, and there's the Keser of the Nishma. The Keser of the Nase is the godless hanefesh of a Jew, which he achieves for the Maisa Amitzvus, for the Nase. And the Keser that a Jew is Zoiche, and the Nishma is the Keser to the person is Zoiche in his Limud HaTorah. His Limud HaTorah is an under Limud HaTorah. His Maisa Amitzvus is a different Maisa Mitzvah. When a person comes to Kabbalah HaTorah with the Kabbalah, he's Zoiche to Ha'ora Mishomayim. On the Madrega, the person comes close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's mekabel upon himself Nase, he's mekabel upon himself Nishma. He's actually Zoiche to be uplifted. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is Koyser Loi Keser. And if the Malach Tavuach, who was Nismana back then to Klal Yisrael, that if they won't be Mekabel the Torah, he's still around today. Pshat is, let's emphasize the Tveit Nekuda, Midatovim Ruba. We have a Yecholis to say Nasen, to say Nishma, and of course the Kodesh Baruch Hu will send down the Malach HaShores to each and every individual who's Mekabel Torah, and because of Leshnei Ksorim. That means a person through his Kabbalah to do mitzvahs differently, of a Nase, he's the Kabbalah himself to learn Torah differently, to be uplifted in his Nimun HaTorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bless him. He'll give him a tremendous keser, a tremendous ha'or min ha'shamayim. He'll be a changed human being that'll be able to do mitzvahs on a different madrega. He'll be able to do mitzvahs on, he'll be able to learn Torah on all different madrega with all different madrega of tveikus. That's the keser of Nishma. The keser comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ourselves have to be mekadesh od matzmi milamata ma'at, mekadesh moisim milamala harbe. And a person could be zoicha. Ashri loim de ha-Torah, ashri de yeshiva bochrim, was zoicha to be shokua and a holish l-Torah, and to prepare ourselves for shvus without distractions. But a person has to make sure during these yomim avachona to make sure he's not distracted and to save himself from this yoinis and to prepare himself the way he should. To uplift oneself, to be misnaik b'tahara, to be misnaik b'kedusha, to be misnaik nisnahagus haroi, for a Ben Torah who wants to be mekabel upon himself and asa v'nishma. When a person prepares himself for Shavuos properly, and he is mekabel properly Torah in Shavuos, he zochet to a tremendous ha'ara of the ksorim. That's by Yom Mohim and it's b'zman hazeh. To every mekabel kes Torah. Or the metar asmi l'mata ma'at, mekadesh asmi l'mata ma'at, metar noisim mekadesh noisim l'mala harbein. And the Yesod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to be mefate Klal Yisrael, to convince Klal Yisrael, to speak to Klal Yisrael. The Yesod is the Yesod that we all have to realize we all suffer from this challenge. Back then our Zaydis were afraid of spirituality on a Madrega that they didn't know. Person goes Madrega, Hamadrega, but the next Madrega is scary. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Kassol, it's coming from me. Don't worry. I'm the Metaher, I'm the Mekadesh, and I give you the Koiches. And ultimately, that's the Tzveita Nekuda that we have in Madrega of Nase V'Nishma. A total trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lashon of Rashi, which I like to quote. On the Gemara, and he sees him bleeding away. And learning, nothing, he didn't notice anything around him. Gives him a holoshen, ach, I'm a pezizah, that you said nasa v'nishma before you knew what it's all about. What did he tell him? He told him, anon, we took upon ourselves our Kabbalah, the Sagina Bishlemuse, Hisalachnu Ima with a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'toim lev, with total trust, Kederech Oisim Meyahavo, Kederech those who do from a place of love. We have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we trust Him. He cares for us, He loves us, He'll give us that which is the best for us. We're not scared of His Torah, we're not scared of His mitzvahs. We accept it, we say, Nase, whatever you tell us to do, we'll do. V'nishma. V'somachnu olav, shelo yit'anenu. He won't load us up with a load. B'dova shelo nuchal amid boy. Something which is going to be too hard for us to be amid boy. Trust, total trust coming from a place of total love. Which is what? We trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Derech HaChaim that He's going to give us is going to be the best Derech HaChaim. He won't give us something that's hard for us. Kodesh Baruch Hu cares for us, He loves us, and Adarab, it's the best. And without a person is able to be mekabel totally, a kabbalah, and not be afraid of the next madrega in ruchnius. So zoicha zayin. So a guten Shabbos, first of all, sa Shabbos achana. It's the Shabbos before Shavuos. It's like Shabbos, like as you've heard from me many times, the Shabbos before something big happens. That it's a zman. It's a big zman. Shabbos agodl, Shabbos shuvah, etc. This is Shabbos for Shavuos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That itself is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Byom hazeh obom bar sina v'chinson neged har. Zozoy chazayin. To have a good Shabbos and Beis Hashem, all the days of the week, every day we should go from one madrig to the next madrig to lead ourselves as a proper hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. And we should be zoicha to be mekabel Torah, Beis Hashem, and Shavuos properly. And we should be zoicha to kapor, kilu v'chatosim yomeich, magot and Shabbos.